What if I told you that most people are chasing happiness with a broken compass? Some say happiness doesn't matter at all, while others say it's the only thing you should be focusing on. But the truth is, they're both wrong and they're both right. Because not all happiness is created equally. Are you chasing a sugar high? Or are you planting seeds for the feast that comes later? By the end of the episode, you'll understand the difference between fleeting dopamine and long-term joy, and how to live a life that rewards your future self without sacrificing your present identity. Imagine this: you're lost in the woods with two things, a candy bar and a compass. The candy bar is obviously going to give you a burst of energy. Feels great, quick hit. The compass doesn't feed you, doesn't thrill you, and it's kind of annoying to use, but it gets you home. Short-term happiness is the candy bar. Long-term happiness is the compass. Every day you're faced with the same choice. Do I eat the treat now, or do I find the trail that leads to something deeper? Now, I'm not saying that short-term joy is bad. We all need some rest, laughter, pleasure, and all of that. Don't get me wrong. But if you only chase what feels good in the moment, you might wake up in a life you no longer want or respect or enjoy. Because let's get real. You might not feel happy waking up at 6 a.m. to go to the gym, but you'll feel damn good looking in the mirror 3 months later. You might hate cold calling clients, handling invoices, or working weekends, but you'll love the freedom that comes with running your own business. You might grumble when planning every detail of a holiday or, the itinerary, etc. But standing barefoot on the beach or in the mountains or, on a city break with a drink in hand, it all makes sense, doesn't it? Short-term discomfort, long-term satisfaction. This is where people get it wrong. They mistake discomfort for failure, but discomfort is often a clue you're building something worthwhile. So imagine your future self walks into a room right now. They've lived with every choice you're making today. The food you ate, the people you stayed around, the things you avoided, the work you didn't do. What would they say to you? Would they say, "Thank you for making the hard choices. I'm thriving now." Or would they say, "You caved. You were soft. You gave in. And I'm paying for it now." This isn't about guilt. It's about alignment. Acting in service of your future self. Because instant gratification is everywhere. It's the drug of the digital age. One tap and you've got food. One swipe and you've got validation. One scroll and your brain gets into dopamine. But here's the problem. Most short-term highs are rented, not owned. You pay for them later with time, regret, stagnation, and true happiness is compound interest on a series of small, tough decisions. Going to the gym, saying no to cheap thrills, reading instead of scrolling, saving instead of spending. There's hundreds of them. Short-term happiness is a spark. Long-term happiness is a fire that you keep feeding. So here's how you can train yourself to shift from short-term to long-term. Pause before pleasure. Ask, will this feel good now and later? Build rewards in the process. Enjoy the protein shake, the sunset after the hike. Use pain as a signal. The discomfort of growth is very different to the despair of stagnation. Learn the difference. Visualize your future self. Make decisions that your future self will thank you for, not resent. Create rituals, not resolutions. You don't need to become someone new. You need better systems that serve who you want to become. Think of life like a campfire. Short-term happiness, the sparkler. It looks pretty for a few seconds and disappears. Long-term happiness is the embers in the pit. Quiet, powerful, glowing. It warms your whole being. So, yes. Light the sparklers now and enjoy the moment. But don't forget to build the fire, because when the night gets cold, and it always does, that fire is what will keep you alive. You don't have to sacrifice happiness. You just have to choose the right kind. Stop chasing constant pleasure. Start chasing purpose. Not every moment's going to be fun, but every step can be meaningful. Live in such a way that your future self smiles every time they remember what you did today. Because, look, we've all been told, oh, don't seek happiness, seek this. Or other people have said, oh, do what makes you happy. They haven't put a time frame in mind. It's not about your short-term happiness. It's about the long-term happiness. There's certain things that are going to be difficult, but they're going to give you that future happiness in 5, 10, 15 years' time. Or a week's time, 2 weeks' time. There's varying degrees on the timescale. So start thinking about that. Start thinking about your future self. Is it going to make me happy now and not later? Or happy now and later, or not happy now, but happy later?